This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's soybean farmers, all 40,000 of them. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, last week we had the chance to talk with Iowa Corn Growers President Jolene Reason down in Houston at Commodity Classic about the wish list that the Iowa Corn Growers were bringing for as far as policies and resolutions for the NCGA meeting Saturday morning that was held in Houston. And now that that meeting's dust has cleared, we're catching back up with President Reason to find out how things panned out right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
ICGA President Jolene Reason gave us a recap of the meetings they held with the national organization on Saturday. Base acres were a hot topic in those meetings, as for some states were for those resets. However, states like Iowa were concerned with the financial harm it could mean for producers.
So one of the big discussions was a base acre reset, to which majority rules, we necessarily in the state of Iowa, didn't really want to support that very well, because it will financially be a big hit in our state for our farmers, because we have a lot of corn base acres. So anyway, but you know what, they're doing the right thing. So it also, on those base acres, takes into account acres that have base on them that may not be in production. People are still getting paid on that. So that, I guess, was probably the bigger sticking point, was just to make sure that those acres that are getting paid are actually being farmed. So that was probably will be the biggest fix as far as for that resolution.
Sustainable aviation fuel was also a big hot topic at those meetings.
We also talked about sustainable aviation fuel and our support of that, or SAE. That's going to be huge coming down the road. And with that resolution, it was more how are we going to handle the GREET model, because that is still being studied by the EPA, and they are talking that they might be doing some tweaks to it. And so we were just concerned that to make sure that those tweaks are not detrimental to what we do for farming out here, and that it is going to be something good for sustainable aviation fuel moving forward.
And on the subject of EVs, we talked about that on Thursday. E-RINs and the policy surrounding them were also up for question, and Iowa's initiative concerning the E-RINs was approved.
Well, so E-RINs was going to allow electric vehicles to get the same type of buy-in that the RINs are. So it would help to basically saying that they're as sustainable, if not maybe more sustainable, than what the our ethanol is, to which is not the case.
Now, the National Corn Growers will soon release the final draft of the adopted resolutions and policies they're going to be using going forward in 2024, and you'll be able to find those published on the Iowa Corn website. You can find more information about these discussions we've had through links on the story at iowaagnet.com. Again, thank Iowa Corn Growers for sponsoring our Commodity Classic coverage from down in Houston. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.